Good morning. Today we begin another series of meditations from John's Gospel. This morning our focus is on John chapter 5, verses 1 through to 9. It is a story of the Lord Jesus' healing of a man who could not walk. This is how it reads. After this, there was a feast of the Jews, and Jesus went up to Jerusalem. Now there is in Jerusalem by the Sheep Gate a pool, which is called in Hebrew Bethesda, having five porches. In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first, after the stirring of the water, was made well of whatever disease he had. Now a certain man was there who had an infirmity 38 years. When Jesus saw him lying there and knew that he had already been in that condition a long time, he said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" The sick man answered him, "Sir, I have no man to put me into the pool when the water is stirred, but while I am coming, another steps down before me." Jesus said to him, "Rise, take up your bed and walk." And immediately the man was made well, took up his bed and walked. This story in John's Gospel speaks about the healing of a crippled man, a paralytic. The big picture of the story is that those outside of Christ are sick with sin, and sinners sick with sin can't contribute anything towards their own healing. Healing comes purely on the basis of God's mercy, grace, and goodness. Verse 2 and 3 describe the scene at the pool of Bethesda as a multitude of persons who were sick, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. In other words, superstitious. People outside of Christ are spiritually sick, spiritually blind, spiritually lame, spiritually paralyzed, and spiritually superstitious. What is clear is that these people were all sick to a degree that they could not help themselves. They were sick to a degree that they knew that their healing would have to come from outside of themselves. Though there were many sick persons at the pool of Bethesda, Jesus sovereignly focused his attention on one in particular. He focused on this paralytic. This man was not able to walk. He was lame. This man was paralyzed. He was paralyzed at a number of levels. He was physically paralyzed. He had no strength in his legs. He could not use his legs to get from here to there. He was always at the mercy of others to transport him, it seems. He was at the mercy of others to eat, to bathe, to be clothed. He was psychologically paralyzed. He had been in that condition for 38 years. Being seriously sick for a long time will often take a toll on a person. It takes a toll on you mentally, emotionally, psychologically. Verse 14 hints that the paralyzed man might have been able to walk once upon a time. Verse 14 says, "Afterward, Jesus found him in the temple and said to him, 'See, you have been made well. Sin no more, lest a worse thing come upon you.'" Some Bible scholars have commented saying that it seems that there might have been some act of sin committed by this man that brought on his own paralysis. It could be that his paralysis was something of his own making. Sometimes we find ourselves in some psychological rut of our own making. Sometimes we enter into relationships, we enter into arrangements, knowing how unhealthy these relationships and arrangements are. And at the end of the day, we have only ourselves to blame. And sometimes we can't forgive ourselves. People did warn us, but we did hard ears. This paralytic man, he was spiritually paralyzed. No priest could help him. No physician could help him. There were no medical and scientific breakthroughs at the time to assist him. Oftentimes, when there is no scientific help, people resort to superstitious things to get help. In verses 3 and 4 we read, "In these lay a great multitude of sick people, blind, lame, paralyzed, waiting for the moving of the water. For an angel went down at a certain time into the pool and stirred up the water. Then whoever stepped in first after the stirring of the water was made well of whatever disease he had. I have no doubt that there was some kind of angel present, but I don't believe it was an angel from heaven. It was an angel from Satan. More properly, it is called a demon. The paralytic and others had placed their faith in superstition. When you place your faith in the superstitious, you're inviting a stronger level of bondage on your life. Jesus was trying to teach this man that his healing did not depend on a race to a pool. Jesus was trying to teach this man that his healing was dependent on the healing power of Jesus himself. Our salvation is dependent not on a race to some pool. Our salvation is dependent on an encounter with Jesus. Our salvation is dependent on the power and the merits of Jesus' shed blood applied by the Holy Spirit to our account for our benefit. Our salvation is dependent on coming to know Jesus. To know Jesus is to surrender our lives to his will and his way. In this story, Jesus took the initiative and reached out to the paralytic. Why did Jesus reach out to the paralytic? He's a compassionate savior. The man was in misery, and the compassion of Jesus was aroused by the fact of the man's misery. Sin always causes misery in a person's life. Oftentimes, sin causes social, psychological, and emotional misery in a person's life. Sin most certainly causes spiritual misery in everyone's life, whether they recognize that fact or not. Where there is spiritual misery, there is a compassionate Savior waiting to rescue you. Jesus was drawn with compassion to this crippled man. Jesus fixed his eyes on him. Jesus did not look past him. Jesus looked at him. Jesus looked into him. Jesus saw the cripple in the midst of a crowd. Jesus picked him out. Jesus singled him out. Jesus knew him. Jesus knew all about him. Jesus saw the sad state in which he lived. Jesus has his gaze set on you. Jesus has fixed his eyes on you. Jesus has picked you out from the crowd for this broadcast. Jesus is looking at you. Jesus is looking into you. Jesus sees your condition. And Jesus wants to make the difference in your life. Jesus asked the paralytic something specific. Verse 6 reports, when Jesus saw him lying there and knew he already had been in that condition for a long time, he, Jesus, said to him, "Do you want to be made well?" What a question to ask someone who has been a paralytic for 38 years. Yet Jesus asked, "Do you want to get well?" The truth is that some people don't want to get well. The truth is some people are naive about the extent of their illness. The truth is some people just want to always have a pity party. The truth is some people just want to have people being sorry for them all the day long. Some people don't want to get well so that they can keep getting freeness. Some people even enjoy the fact of their illness. Some people are in love with being sick. Some people use their sickness to justify their dysfunctional behavior. Some people use their sickness to justify irresponsible attitudes. All they want to do is talk about is some hysteria. Some people use their sickness to embrace victimhood, to embrace a victim mentality. Some people, all they want to do is blame their father, blame their mother, blame their grandparents, blame the system. Their sickness is a crutch they use to get by. Hence, Jesus asked the paralytic, "Do you want to get well?" Jesus is still asking that question today. If you have not surrendered your heart and life to Jesus Christ, then you are sick with sin from the crown of your head to the sole of your feet. The question is, do you want to be made whole? The question is, do you want to get well? It is a significant question because this is the great physician speaking. If anybody could make the paralyzed to walk, it was Jesus. The question is significant in that Jesus did not ask him if he wanted to be able to walk and run again. Jesus said to him, "Do you want to be made whole? Do you want to be made well?" Learn this. Your spiritual healing is more important than your physical healing. It is better to go to your grave a cripple, bound for heaven, than to go to your grave able-bodied but bound for hell. There is a way to experience spiritual healing for our sin problem. Acknowledge that you're a sinner. Acknowledge that you're subject to the wrath of God to be poured out on you because you're a sinner. Acknowledge that Jesus bore the wrath due you on Calvary's cross. Repent of your sins. Surrender your life to Jesus Christ. Call on Jesus to forgive you of your sins. Believe Jesus rose from the dead. Trust in Jesus' ability to save you from your sins, and you will be saved, and you will be spiritually well. Until next week, may the Lord bless you greatly.